CMI. Standing by.
KHBCW Mobile.
NN Mobile Monitoring. KHB9NN Mobile Monitoring.
KR4MVL trying out the FM repeater in capacity.
KHBCW Mobile.
Enough time to get everything done I wanted to get done this week, so I've got a totally free weekend.
That's always good. Although the problems with summer weekends up here, you know, every place is competitive for opportunity, whether it's a restaurant or a, you know, Home Depot or Meijer or Walmart, you know. But there's no sense complaining about it, and honestly, I get upset with the people who complain about it, because it's those downstaters, it's those Ohio and Illinois second homeowners that make our existence up here possible. Without them, we'd all die, shrivel up, and freeze.
Yeah, I got all my town stuff done earlier in the week and early in the morning before things got too out of hand, but yeah, I hear you. I think Christy and I are going to head over your way on Sunday. We go out every Sunday for lunch, burger and a beer. We were talking about going up to Breakers or maybe to Thirsty Sturgeon. Still not exactly sure yet, but I think that's going to be our plan on Sunday. Tomorrow, yeah, we might just kick around the house and putter around.
Well, I was at Breakers last night after a meeting, and I had a lovely bowl of French onion soup. I like their food. I think all of his restaurants, which is Wigwam, Corwith, Tory Tavern, Breakers, I don't think I'm forgetting any. I think they're all overpriced and the quantities have been downsized, you know, it's shrinkflation. But, again, you know, you play the hand you're dealt. I think $8 for a bowl of soup is kind of ridiculous, but anyway, I ordered it, I ate it, it was good. You know, the sturgeon's usually pretty good. Have you been to the in-between since they reopened?
Yeah, I was just going to ask you about that. We've been in there twice, but only for drinks. We haven't had a chance to eat there yet. Has that improved along with the decorum?
Oh, yeah. Well, I think that's a Freudian slip. I think you may have meant decor, but maybe not. But yes. So, you know, that's a Tony Boom restaurant now. So it's in between 310, Vivio's, I think that's it at the moment. So the menu's a little foo-foo. It's kind of varied, but the quality is awesome. I mean, we've never ordered anything we didn't like. I mean, I keep wanting, and this is just, you know, I'm just inherently cheap. There's just no getting around it. I don't mind paying money for a good meal. I mean, I got no problem spending $200 at Michael's because you know what you're getting. And again, we've been in between several times since they've reopened. They've added to their menu, so there's more choices. They have a lobster roll that everybody raves about. And I'm trying to imagine in what kind of lifetime circumstance, economic position, would I need to be in where I could justify paying $36 for a lobster roll.
Yeah, it's called Northern Michigan. But, yeah, I hear you. Seconded on Michael's. We went there for the first time this past spring with another couple for our dual anniversaries, and we were so pleased with that experience. It was great. Another one is Spring and Porter in Petoskey. That's another one I'll spend a lot of money at because I know I'm always going to get something good. And then I don't know if you ever get over to Boyne City at all, but there's an Italian place all over there called Bella Vita that is hands down the best Italian food I've had in probably 20 years, and certainly around here. Also a little bit pricey, but man, we've been there half a dozen times, and it's been phenomenal every time. I'm just about at my destination, so I'm going to have to drop here in a second. K8BCW.
Never been to the Spring and Porter place. The Bella Vici or Bella Vita or whatever it is. It's funny, we were camping at Young this past weekend, and we went by it a couple times and both looked at it and kind of talked about it. So we'll definitely put that on the list. It's a little bit far for just to drive for dinner, but and today is her last day working in Charlevoix. So we would have to make that a destination, but I've heard wonderful things about, good things about that too. I'm an Italian snob. I'm not a, you know, you couldn't pay me to eat in an Olive Garden. Or in a, what's that other one? The tomato one. Can't remember the name. But anyhow, no, I'll tell you, over looking at Breakers and Sturgeon, I would pick the in-between. The problem is, you know, Sunday brunch, you know, you're probably going to have a wait, might not be manageable for you, whatever. But, yeah, I would put the in-between just slightly above the Sturgeon in terms of quality, much smaller menu, much higher prices. But as far as food quality, I think they got to beat. All right, enjoy the rest of your day. Enjoy your weekend. If you're around on Sunday, give me a holler, give me a text or something. Maybe you, maybe we can get together, even just to say hi. Or if you want to go for a boat ride, maybe. Boat's in the water, ready to go. So always offer that up as a little bit of an incentive. So all right, see ya. W8R. Hey, Bentley, I was waiting for a final. Yeah, the other station, we can hear you. Your signal's a little funk. Your audio's a little weak. But yeah, I mean, you're in there.
On the Northern Michigan Link system, you're all noise. We cannot hear you. CCABSU.
Mobile monitoring.